Creating stories for the Now See Here project is always an interesting challenge. And rather than assigning me something, Phil usually leaves it up to me to figure out something weird to do. And this time, I was looking at the piece of art that he just showed you and listening to the song Monochrome, which was part of that same thread. And I, because my educational background was in science, I started thinking, so a flower in black and white, when would you see that? And there is a time. It's when there's not enough light for your eyes to see colors. And that's when I saw the street sign, which was the other half of the inspiration for this story. You see, I would not normally have noticed the street sign except for a weird book I was assigned to read in college. It was The Crying of Lot 49 by Thomas Pynchon. And the whole thing is, it's about the International Postal Conspiracy, which was a real thing that ran for 400 years. There were families, two families in Europe, that controlled the mail because there was no government post office. And so it was that for 400 years, these two families fought out the right to deliver mail in Europe. Now, according to our history, that ended in the late 19th century, but according to The Crying of Lot 49, it was still going on. And one of the families that was still involved with this had its own secret mailboxes. And the way you could tell that these were the secret mailboxes of the conspiracy were they looked just like trash cans, except where it would say waste, it would say W period, A period, S period, T period, E. And if you slid mail in just right, it would go into the postal compartment at the top of the box rather than into the trash can. Now, that really stood for We Wait Silent Tristoro's Empire, but that has nothing to do with the story except for the fact that that story and reading that and having to analyze it for a grade made me think about punctuation marks on things and where they should or shouldn't be. And that's why I noticed the sign. Because, you see, Los Angeles is kind of weird. In a lot of cities, you have a couple of departments of the city that are famous, that get their name in the headlines, that even have their own museums. I mean, a lot of cities have a fire department museum. Some cities also have a police department museum. Los Angeles, and I swear to you this is true, also has a street lighting department museum. It even has a virtual version of it, complete with an introductory thing. If you only have a few minutes to learn about streetlight history, this tells you where to go for the rest of it, because they have a big exhibit that you can only get to in special tours. And that's why I knew that the sign that I was seeing was kind of strange. You see, Los Angeles street lighting, L period, A period, ST period lighting. You see those all the time where they're doing work on a street light. This one didn't have the periods. It just said LA, little tiny space, ST lighting. And the other thing that was odd was that it was not attached to a street light. It was attached to one of those bus shelters that's at a bus stop that also has, you know, like a little overhead light and a space for movie posters. Okay, that's kind of strange. It's not like the street lighting department to leave these things lying around. They're usually pretty tidy. I mean, they're not like the guys who repair the streets and take 5 years to fix them. No, the street lighting people show up, fix something, and leave. And take their signs with them. If that's one of their signs. Huh. Well, I just made note of the fact that it was there because it was at a place that I changed buses all the time. And I was back there the next day and it was still there. Okay, that's really sloppy. That's not like them. And a few days later, it was still there. Still attached, not to a street light, but to the bus shelter. And I thought to myself, oh, this is really weird. Maybe I'd better look on their website to see if there's been some street lighting catastrophe and they're all off in Pacoima or something fixing a disastrous street light. But no, no notice, nothing. It wasn't until Saturday night that I really noticed the story. And that's because I was out later than usual. I don't know if you know Los Angeles, but there's a big north-south street that runs through the San Fernando Valley called Lancashire. It's named after somebody who used to be famous and nobody remembers anymore. But the thing is, on Lancashire, there's a movie theater right near this bus stop. That's where I go to see movies all the time. And around the corner is a place where pies are a true thing of delight. And so my friends and I were leaving the movie and going around to the pie place. And so by the time I got back to the bus stop, it was nearly midnight. Now, the buses on Lancashire run all night, just not as often. But I knew I was going to catch a bus. And as I was standing there under the bus shelter, I noticed it was a little darker than usual. And I looked out, and the streetlights all up and down Lancashire seemed to be dark. And I looked around the corner onto the side street, Magnolia, and the streetlights were dark there too. And that's when I noticed the other thing, which was that the darkness on Magnolia coming from the east, it seemed to be getting darker there, like all the store lights were going out too. Have you ever seen one of those images where you see how the shadows shift as the sun rises behind a mountain or a building, and you see the shadows moving around? Well, imagine that with no sun to cast those shadows. It's as if you could visualize a sun made of darkness casting darker shadows away from it and moving through the night. Now, a logical, reasonable person probably would have gone, and run up the street running away from this. But in fact, the place where I was, there was still light from the bus stop shelter. The light on top of that was still there. And not much else was lit. Even the businesses there up and down the street were going dark. And so all there was along that entire street was the one little tiny overhead light. And I was able to see just barely the Spy Kids movie poster there. There's a new Spy Kids movie sequel, you know. These things happen even if we don't want them. But it was so dark that you could barely see it. And it was as if it was an old black and white movie. It was just all black and white and gray. And I could barely see that. And I could also see the street sign sliding sideways, like somebody was pulling it to the other side of the bus shelter. Well, I jumped up and tried to see who was doing it. And just as I turned the corner, the light in the bus shelter went out, leaving it so dark I could not see my hand in front of my face. Luckily, I was still able to touch the upright of the bus shelter so I didn't trip or fall. But I heard a sound. It's one of those things you hear in old horror movies, like when a mad scientist is doing something with electricity. There will be this enormous hum and a gigantic spark gap type of sound. Not that I could see a spark. But as the hum died out, the street lights came back on. At least, I guess it was the street lights. They did look a little funny, like the color had shifted a little bit. And I'm not sure the ornamentation on those lights was quite the way I remembered it. I could look on the museum website and see if it made sense, but Now, maybe I didn't want to know. But that sign, LAST Lighting, Last Lighting, maybe I should have paid more attention to that now that I think about it. But just like with the crying of Lot 49, it gave me a reminder. Keep watching the signs.
Yeah, man.